The following show contains explicit content.
Talk Radio Meltdown presents Chatty Wampus, a podcast about things and stuff.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
This never happens.
The power's gonna go out.
Yeah. Chatty Wampus, episode 17. I'm Jack. She's Nicole. Mark is in the background being our audience.
Yes. We have a live studio audience. You will hear no laughter from this live studio audience.
No laughter whatsoever. He's like a statue.
Yeah, he's playing his little game.
He's a different thing every time he's here, this Mark character.
What do you mean?
He's a statue this week. Last time he was here, I kept calling him Mike.
Just did to be you
a
really?
Yeah. To be a jerk. Well, welcome. 17th episode. Live for once.
Yay.
It's never, ever, ever happens.
It'll never happen again.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
No, we would like to.
In theory, we should be live.
Every week.
Well, no, I'm saying right now, in theory, we should be live.
Are we live?
I'll find out in about 2 seconds.
Did you connect us?
I did, but...
Okay.
I did, but then the thing froze.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Okay, there we go. We're good.
Okay, we're good.
I fixed it.
Woo! Fuck it. We'll do it live.
So, if you're just joining us, you just missed that amazing introduction that we had.
Too bad.
Yeah.
Guess.
So, Nicole wasn't here for the extremely offensive episode of Talk Radio Meltdown that occurred a few days ago.
I haven't
ago.
Listened to it yet. Was it bad?
At the beginning of the show, I'm pretty sure I've been saying it all over the place. I'm going to hell for how I started that show.
Was it a clip that you played?
It was my choice of intro song.
What was it?
Airplane by Red Hot Chili Peppers.
No.
It's a good thing you weren't here for that.
Really?
Really.
Yeah. You would. And, like, I don't know why I'm surprised.
No, I wasn't going to do that. It was Mike Tarara who decided that that was a good idea.
It would be Mike Tarara.
And I felt bad afterwards, but it's the same
But you did it anyway.
But I did it anyway because what do I care? That's the kind of person I am.
Yeah.
I'm just a selfless dick.
A dick. I heard Bic.
Bic.
Like the I'm a Bic. I'm a pen.
All right.
I was like, oh, all right.
Sweet. I'm a writing utensil.
Hey, you know.
Don't they make like razors too?
I think they do.
Yeah.
Awful. Those disposable ones. They're terrible. Yeah. I have borderline like tried to commit suicide.
Is that your phone talking?
This is my phone. Can you hear it?
Hold on. It could be important.
That was a joke. Ha ha.
Nice.
That's my ringtone. My mom just tried calling me.
Oh, that's
Whoops.
Cool, man.
Yeah, it's GLaDOS.
As your credit cards are all over the floor right now.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they all fall from my phone, and it's just a pain in the ass.
You've got one of those wallet phones.
And it's just, I put so much stuff in it that the little, like, pockets for my cards and stuff are just so stretched out that I can't. It's like a loose vagina, and it's just awful.
See, that's both convenient and would make me just nervous all the time because I could not, because they make those, it's not just like a girl thing. It's they make these for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's convenient because, hey, who needs a wallet when you can just shove it all in your phone?
Exactly.
And it's bad because if you lose your phone, then you lose your wallet.
And everything in it, exactly.
Yeah. So I can't do that at all. I like my wallet that looks like a New York City subway map.
Yeah, that's an interesting one.
I was a Boston calling, and I was pretty sure that the guy at the gate that was patting people down was going to take my wallet. He was just going to leave with it because I took it out the hold while he was patting me down, and he takes it out of my hand and just starts inspecting it.
What do you mean?
Like, he's just looking at it because it's a subway map.
Yeah.
And that's the design of it anyway, and he's taking it and he's moving, like, just looking at it. And it was a solid 30 seconds, and I'm just standing there, and I should note, this guy is about probably six something, probably about 300 pounds.
Oh, geez.
Generic African-American club bouncer working the gate at a music festival. So this is not someone you want to challenge.
Yeah, you wouldn't fight him.
So if he leaves with my wallet, then Godspeed to you, sir.
Oh.
Enjoy my credit card, which has about $20 before it's maxed out.
Well, yeah, you know, so I mean, so, and but, sometimes I think that I'm like, what if I were to get mugged right now? Someone were to take my purse. They'd have about 80 tampons, 20 McDonald's receipts, and about 30 lip glosses. Other than that, they would get nothing of value from my shit.
Yeah. Our chat room, since we're live for once, our chat room, and it's always up anytime you listen to us live, whenever that may be, because it seems to be up in the air this summer. More like radio.com/live.
I feel bad that we haven't done anything live, but I also feel really good because I'm finally doing something with my summer. The past couple of years, I haven't done shit with my summers. So I'm kind of doing something, you know, I'm going places, doing things and whatnot. I've been in Jersey twice.
Yep.
This summer, had a lot of fun last weekend. But I mean, I'm still here. We're still here. And you were very upfront on Facebook. Hey, you know, Chatty Wumpus is going to be live. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never happens.
Never happens.
Never seems to happen anymore. Western Echo in our chat room, more like radio.
No way. /live
asked if that was really your ringtone.
That is my ringtone. Yes. It's so cute.
You probably just scored some brownie points with every single male listener.
Because I like video games?
That's a thing.
I genuinely like video games.
That's a thing. that is few and far between.
Well, maybe I should plug the fact that I stream on Twitch sometimes because I have no followers. And I thought it was going to be good that I'm a girl playing video games on Twitch, but apparently no one wants to fucking watch me.
What's your Twitch stream?
What's my, like, username?
Yeah.
Dude Kid Hey. DoodKidHuey. Look me up by my name.
H-U-Y?
H-E-Y.
H-E-Y. I thought you said H-U-I.
No, sorry.
I'm pretty sure that's Huey, not
Dude,
Hey.
Dude Kid Hey.
It's going to reference The Offspring. Da-Huey.
Da-Huey. Now.
Oh, Western Echo wants me to smash your phone for you.
He doesn't like Portal?
I don't know.
Fuck you, bro. I love Portal. I love Portal 2. It's an adorable ringtone.
Portal 2. I don't know how many times I've said it on the show, but that game, I told myself I played that game when it came out in 2011. I beat it within maybe like a week or two of it coming out. And I've told myself I will never play that game again.
Why?
Until like 2016. Give it 5 years.
Cave Johnson.
Yeah.
I love Cave Johnson.
That game was perfect.
That game was
absolutely perfect, and I'm waiting 5 years to play it because I don't want to remember anything about it when I fire it up. Like, the story I'll remember, but not, like, I want to be able to sit there and get stuck on a puzzle and just have absolutely no recollection of what the solution is.
Yeah, I find it weird that I love games that are puzzle-based like that because I'm not good at puzzles. I get really confused, and I don't know which way is up, and I'll just get stumped and have no idea what to do. Looking back, of course, the answer is obvious.
Yeah.
But I love those games, those puzzle games, and I'm awful at puzzles. But the storyline, I love Portal and Portal 2.
Yeah.
And Portal 2, probably my favorite thing about it was Cave Johnson.
I loved it because that's the closest thing we're going to get to Half-Life 3 for a while.
I never played the Half-Life games.
I'm playing Half-Life 2 again right now, actually.
You know what game I want to come out, like, really soon?
Yeah.
Fallout.
Yeah.
Fallout 4. Please, in Boston, can we do this?
It's in production.
Has Western?
It's in production.
Is he talking more shit about my phone?
No, he likes Portal.
Then why are we smashing my phone?
Because it's funny. I don't know.
Ugh, whatever.
It adds humor. It would make me laugh.
It would make me laugh.
I would laugh.
Laugh?
I would laugh. I would have a laugh. Yeah. So it's the fancy man's laugh.
You'd have a fucking giggle, mate. Yeah, what, mate? Oh, God, no. So.
Go from giggle to cackle to just retarded
maniacal.
I can't do it. I'm not going to do the Tarara laugh.
Don't. The Tarara laugh. He does it pretty good.
Oh, my God.
Do you have a drop of that? That would be perfect.
Actually going to look right now. I don't usually load the soundboard up for this show. There's really no point.
We don't use it.
No, we don't.
I never use it because I have so much else that I have to worry about when I'm driving the ship, if you will, that I just... I can't do the soundboard.
You used it a couple of weeks ago, and
I tried.
I was impressed.
I tried.
You got it.
But yeah. I don't know.
I don't have that, but I have this.
Was that his, like, old-style newsroom kind of?
That's his, anytime we have news that we need to share on the show, that's our intro for it now.
Well, can you play that and segue into what's going on in Russia?
Yes. It's not related to the plane crash at all, believe it or not.
No, but it's fucking weird.
I'm afraid to bring up the plane crash again on anything related to Talk Radio Meltdown.
That's a little fucked up.
I'm just going to get it out of the way now before we jump into this. We have a Skype. I don't know if it works.
Okay.
But the phone number is 774-293-4255.
So Western can call in and bitch about my phone.
Or you can just Skype us. If you have Skype, you can just Skype us, which is free, and I guarantee you that will work. It's Talk Radio Meltdown. That's our Skype name, Talk Radio Meltdown. Easy squeezy lemon peasy.
Yeah. Talk to us. We're lonely.
Yeah.
I'm so lonely.
There's a huge, huge crater that has appeared in northern Siberia.
Just appeared. Like, no reason for it, no impact, no, just like the world stopped being the world right there.
Just overnight, it's just a crater.
And it's huge.
Yeah.
And apparently, from what I read, the it has a bunch of ice in it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not, like, people have no idea why this thing happened. Like, it just happened. I've never heard of anything like that. Just the world just stopped being right there.
I'm looking at a picture of it right now, and it looks fake.
It does.
Like, it's not, like, and fake in the sense that it's not just, like, a man-made, or it is a man-made crater. It's not, like, a natural phenomenon that's occurred.
Yeah, but that happened. That just showed up and happened. And I'm, like, floored, because people are coming up with all sorts of ideas about what happened. Oh, it was aliens. Oh, it was this, that, and the other thing. But, like, scientists are trying to just figure out what it is, and they're knocking stuff off the list. You know, it wasn't an impact. It wasn't obviously, it wasn't aliens. Yeah. But I don't know. It baffles my mind. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm just reading one thing right here, and there's a senior researcher at the Scientific Research Center of the Arctic, which I didn't know was a thing. That actually sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah.
He's claiming it's a quote-unquote buildup of excessive pressure that's led to this perfectly shaped crater.
Because it is, like, so perfectly shaped.
Yeah.
Which is just weird.
80% of the crater appeared to be made up of ice.
Yeah.
And there were no traces of an explosion. You think it's like a geyser? That's actually my... It could be like a geyser.
Maybe.
You think it's like a geyser that just kind of failed halfway through?
But aren't those really, really hot? I thought those were, where the water is super hot.
It depends on the climate, because you got to remember, like, Yellowstone is in what, like, Wyoming or Colorado? That's a generally cold area, just because it's a mountainous region, but it's even in the spring and the summer, you can still get
relatively
traces of
cool.
snow. Yeah.
But so then why is that stuff hot and this thing just full of ice?
Isn't it, like, volcanic, though? Like a geyser?
I don't know. I'm not really good at the earth. I was reading these news articles about this thing, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, you hear about Russia, you hear about, like, asteroids coming down, mm-hmm. or meteors, or whatever they're called, shit falling from the sky, or, like, funny dash cam things, but this is something I have never heard about before.
Like, some deep impact shit here.
Aliens. That's
aliens.
I know they tried to disprove it and say it wasn't aliens, but you know what? Aliens.
It is aliens.
It's aliens.
Instead of crop circles, they're just leaving these, like, perfectly shaped craters now.
These holes in our earth, and they're just gonna come and fuck us in them.
Did you ever see that movie Holes or read that book?
Yes.
That's a weird fucking story.
Yeah. It was weird. It was something that they made us read in, like, fifth grade, and it actually just spurred a thought. And I don't know if we've talked about this before, but I saw an ad for it. I was at my friend Nicole's house, and I saw an ad for this show, movie, but The Giver. They're turning The Giver into a movie.
Oh, man.
Was that something that you had read?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, that's going to be a movie. And I'm like, whoa, like, I hadn't thought of this story since I was in, like, the seventh grade.
That's insanity.
Isn't it so weird? That's going to be a movie.
They're making everything into a movie.
It looks very action-packed, and it looks like it's very Hunger Games-ian. And I don't remember The Giver that well, but I remembered it being a lot more passive just because of the subject matter, because it was from a point of view of someone who was in this utopia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember he escaped at some point, but I don't remember anything after that.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh my God, like I'm going to go see it.
Oh, of course.
I'm going to see it. I don't know when it's coming out, but I'm going to see it. And I was like, oh my God, because I forgot that it was coming out. But yeah, ads are showing up for it.
I guess Guardians of the Galaxy is like the next like big movie I would be excited for. I don't really get excited for movies in the theater. I just hate going I just hate going to the movies. I hate spending that much money to see a movie, you know?
Really,
but
yeah.
Unless it's something really big. Like, I could list all the movies that I know I'll be going to the theater to see. And like, Guardians of the Galaxy, Jurassic World.
Yeah.
The Terminator, whenever that's coming out. And, of course, any of the Marvel or DC movies.
That's pretty much the only thing I go out for. I mean, I did see Noah, but pretty much the only time I ever go to the movies is to see those Marvel movies.
Yeah.
And I used to go all the time when I was a teenager, and I'd go see the most random, like, stupid rom-com, just whatever. I just wanted to go to the movies. Now, like, it needs to be an adventure because, like, I cannot justify spending that much money on like, the snack and on this, that, and the other thing. $40 later, I had a two-hour experience.
Yeah.
I'm just like, ugh, that could have been gas for the week.
And you gotta hope that the people in the theater are like-minded people that actually want to be there for the movie and not be there to be complete assholes.
And that's, I mean, you gamble with that every time you go.
That's why I go to the movies at like 11:30 in the morning on a Thursday.
Yeah.
Or a Tuesday.
Kids are in school.
Yeah. And nobody will be there. You'll have like two other people there and they'll likely be old. Speaking of movies and Marvel movies, it was announced today that Marvel has dated 5 untitled movies through 2019.
Holy shit.
So we got 5 more years of the current universe going on.
Huh.
November 3rd, 2017, July 6th, 2018, and November 2nd, 2018.
So we don't know what it's going to be, but they're just showing, they're saying, hey, more shit to come.
Well, we know that there's going to be an Ant-Man movie with Paul Rudd, which is going to be...
Paul Rudd, really?
Yeah, and Edgar Wright was supposed to, I think, direct it, and then he bowed out recently.
Huh.
Yeah, so they're looking for, I think they got a new director for it, but I don't know who it is. They were searching for a new one, and I'm pretty sure they found a new director for that one, so they got that. There's going to be a Doctor Strange movie. Benedict Cumberbatch might be Doctor Strange. I heard that today.
Whoa, I love Benedict Cumberbatch.
He's doing everything lately.
I think it's his birthday today.
Is it?
I think it's his birthday. Happy birthday.
Yeah, and then they got Captain America 3 in a couple of years going up against Batman versus Superman. And I'm sure there's probably going to be at least one more Avengers movie and one more Iron Man movie.
Nice.
Oh, and Black Widow. She's getting her own movie, too.
How do you feel about that?
I'm excited. I love Natasha Romanoff. And it's not just because it's Scarlett Johansson. I actually really like that character.
I thought it was really cool.
Yeah.
I liked the scenes that she was in I can't remember the word right now. Avengers.
Yeah.
Thank you.
the word I just said like 30 seconds ago.
I wasn't paying attention.
Of course. Jumping back for a second, Western Echo actually was gracious enough to post some pictures of this insane-looking crater in Northern Siberia. Close up, this thing is deep. It doesn't look that deep. Like, they had the aerial photo in the article that you showed me. It just looks like it's like a crater, and I thought like this big black spot there was just like the ground was just black from whatever was causing it. And then you see a picture of it, and it's that's a massive deep hole that you are going to fall in and never
let me see those pictures real quick.
Yeah, it is deep. It's almost as deep as Scarlett Johansson.
I just wrapped myself around the chair. Hang on a second.
Jesus. Yeah, what do you think of that? Insanity?
Did that article tell you how big the hole was? Not deep, but like, oh, so that's a person next to it. Damn it, that is huge.
I know it's 66 yards in width. Let me bring that back up.
Just showed up.
Yeah.
Just showed up.
Or radius or whatever. 60 meters.
Wow.
Yeah. Does not mention anything about the depth of it, though, but that is a deep-ass fucking crater.
Yeah. Like, the Earth just stopped. Yeah. I can't think of what happened. Like, where did that Earth go?
Nowhere. It's in China, actually.
It went all the way down to China.
All the way to China.
So that means that we have a direct shoot, then.
Yeah.
So we can just... Wait, fine. Russia's right near China.
Australia, then. There we go.
I don't know where the opposite of, like, Russia is. Is it, like, in Alaska? Australia. Canada?
The opposite of Russia?
Oh, no, because then it would be in the southern hemisphere. So it's probably in, like, the fucking ocean.
I'm going with, like, either New Zealand or Australia. Either way, we got a pretty convenient Panama Canal situation going on.
Panama Canal, yeah. That's what's going on, yeah.
Switching gears, there's a actress that has been... sentenced to 18 years in prison.
Whoa.
She's not really that well known of an actress. Her name is Shannon Richardson. Sentenced to 18 years in prison for mailing politicians letters that had ricin in them.
No.
And Barack Obama was one of the recipients.
Oh, jeez.
Shannon Richardson is she's more like a bit part actor, but she's been on The Vampire Diaries and The Walking Dead. She played a few zombies on The Walking Dead. I looked her up and I saw her, and she was in makeup as a couple of different zombies.
Yeah.
But she's like, I just looking at the picture, the mugshot that has been released of her, she looked really familiar. And I realized, like, oh, I'm not used to seeing you having a jaw.
Yeah.
Her zombie character has no face.
So how did she get caught? Did she, like, say that this was from her? Like, how did they track her down?
She pinned this on her husband. She said her husband was the one that did this. And she made the news. And they investigated, and they found that the husband had absolutely nothing to do with this.
Wow.
And she finally pled guilty.
Why would you blame your husband for something like that? What? Like, people, the one person that you're just supposed to give a shit about?
People do this all the time. You commit a crime and then you pin it on the other guy, you know?
That is so crazy.
People that can't own up for their mistakes.
That's not a mistake. That's fucking deliberate just evilness. What the hell was she thinking?
A deliberate mistake.
A deliberate mistake. Okay.
That's what we're going to call it.
All right.
It's like one step above conscious uncoupling. A deliberate mistake. That's what Apple Martin Paltrow, whatever, was. A deliberate mistake.
Yeah, well, they were in love.
Did he?
At one point.
Yeah.
I don't know how you could love Gwyneth Paltrow, but...
I don't know how you could love Chris Martin.
He sings those songs about things and clocks or whatever.
I can't stand that new Coldplay album.
I don't think I've heard anything about Coldplay since, like, 2005.
The last...
No, 2008, album. That one song that was, like, big.
Oh, Viva La Vida.
Yeah. Yep.
Milo Xyloto, that came out a few years ago, that was really good. It had a very, like, dancey, kind of, like, upbeat techno vibe to it. And then this most recent album is kind of, like, a throwback to their more, like, softer piano-laden tracks. But it's not resonating with me. Coldplay's very hit or miss with me.
Yeah. I mean, there were some things that sounded cool. Like, I'll be the first to admit it, but I just, after a little while, I'm just like, okay, I'm over this.
Yeah.
I need something else.
Yeah. Earlier, I mentioned Benedict Cumberbatch might be playing Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Western Echo in our chat room said, why wouldn't the ladies love a man whose last name has Come and Batch in it?
Come and Batch. Well, I mean, I think his name is just awesome overall. Benedict Cumberbatch. And that's his name.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just...
It's such a weird name, though. Like, who names their kid Benedict these days?
I'm going to name my kid Benedict. I'm not.
No, I'm going to name my kid Benedict. I'm going to call him Eggs is his nickname.
Eggs?
Yeah.
Huh. Come here, Eggy.
Hi, I'm Benedict, but my friends call me Eggs.
The reason that I love Benedict Cumberbatch is because of Sherlock. And then I loved the way he did Smaug.
Yes.
Smaug.
Yeah. Martin Freeman, too, dude. He's taking off.
I loved him.
He's on Fargo right now. That show is just... I haven't watched it, but I've heard it's absolutely spectacular.
Oh, yeah. I've only heard good things about it. And, like, The Office... because I loved the U.S. version of The Office. I never actually finished it, but I got really far in the seasons. But then I was like, I knew that there was a British, like, the root was British mm-hmm. for The Office. So I went back and I watched it. And, of course, it's one season. And my God, like, I had the biggest crush on Martin Freeman. Like, yeah. You wouldn't even believe. I loved this, like, 35-year-old man.
I was a donkey, man. I kept forgetting that he was on that show.
That show was great. Have you seen it?
I've only watched like the first 3 or 4 episodes.
Watch through it.
That's
it's awesome.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It's just I do this thing with shows where very rarely do I ever sit down and watch. Either I watch the entire series up until the last episode and then I never watch the last episode. Case in point, Mixology. Or I start watching the series and get really into it and then just never find time to continue watching it. Case in point, Arrow.
Yeah. Well, my favorite thing about it is, you know, the U.S. version of The Office was really funny, but it was very highly stylized. Everyone was very glamorous, you know, but when you look at the U.K. version of The Office, it's so much more realistic. And I look at this and I'm like, this could be my office that I work at if I had cool people to work with, but it's so much more realistic, I think.
Ricky Gervais seems like he's the kind of guy that you just want to go and hang out with.
Oh,
somewhere.
My God. He's so funny. And the only thing, like, I get really awkward when I see awkward stuff like that on TV. Like, the first time I saw Borat, I was having just, like, this crisis because I felt so awkward for the people on that movie. And that's kind of how I feel about, you know, The Office, just because... Yeah. Oh, some of the things that just happened is just cringe city. I love it, though.
I think we talked about The Office on the most recent Talk Radio Meltdown, but I think on last week's, because I was playing clips from the finale when,
Oh, really?
Yeah, and Kate was, almost in tears when
Kate
was,
yeah.
That was a sad episode, man. I mean, it was both sad and happy, but it was a tearjerker nonetheless. It was a good, they brought that show out on a high note, I think. All right. Well, we'll take a break.
All right.
Yeah. Submarines have a track called You, Me, and the Bourgeoisie. I believe that's how you pronounce it.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah.
You got it.
The Bourgeois.
Yes.
With my fancy cackle.
Oh, no. Whatever.
You, Me, and the Bourgeoisie by the Submarines. Chatty Wampus will be back.
Don't fuck it up, because if I have a good take and he likes it and you yell the word cunt, he's going to be pissed off and punch you right in the moob.
Talk Radio Meltdown presents Chatty Wampus.
Are you a fan of the Talk Radio Meltdown page on Facebook?
No.
God damn it. Never mind.
Oh my God, fine. Fucking tell me about your stupid page.
Never mind.
God damn it.
The Talk Radio Meltdown page on Facebook has all of the important stuff that you need to know about the show, including updates about new episodes, as well as show prep, photos, videos, and other good shit. It's just stuff from Reddit and BuzzFeed.
Yay, repost. OP's a faggot.
Facebook.com/Talk Radio Meltdown. Become a fan, or like it, or whatever the proper terminology is these days.
Facebook.com/Talk Radio Meltdown.
Since 2005, the Conte and Kenny Show has had their share of freakish guests, great comedians, weird-ass callers, and candid moments of honesty. Joe Conte and Kenny Michaels are stand-up comedians whose chemistry is painfully pleasant. Kenny's impressions, bizarre childhood stories, and sickening optimism blend so well with Conte's self-loathing, bad characters, and pessimistic views on nearly everything, especially himself, makes for a good listen. The Conte and Kenny Show airs every Monday night, 7 to 10 p.m., and has been coined lowbrow and cultish, with a little arrogance and alcoholism together makes it for a mildly entertaining show. Enjoy yourself and tell a friend about it every Monday night, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Hey guys, this is the girls from Trust Us, We're Hot. I'm Leah, your host and creator of the show, and you should trust me because I was smart enough to recognize that I had small breasts and I went and got them done.
Hey guys, I'm Allison. I'm your makeup expert, and you should trust me because I don't have 300,000 subscribers on YouTube because I suck at makeup.
I'm Blair, and I rock because my boobs are natural and they're bigger than Leah's.
Trust Us, We're Hot airs every Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m.
only on morelikeradio.com.
Now I'm realizing that this is all going to be on fucking podcast. Oh, boy.
I told you. I was trying to warn you the whole time.
Dude, I don't care. I'm voluntarily Skyping into you. Use this to make a promo. I don't care. No. Mm-hmm. Dude, like I said, my fiance doesn't listen. Dutch got drunk one night. Well, he gets drunk every night. But he got drunk one night, and I used it as a promo. Why not? Use this into a promo. I give everyone permission to turn this audio into a promo. I don't care.
He also used drunk me for a promo, too, if you remember.
Yeah. AJ, you play it every week.
I do. Folks at home, Radio Gold like this happens every Sunday and Thursday at midnight on 360 on 420, only on morelikeradio.com.
Talk Radio Meltdown presents Chatty Wampus.
So that's Edward Scissorhands, so we'll just ignore that.
Featuring Jack Gill.
I hate you. I fucking hate you more.
And Nicole Mossy.
And no one's giving me cock, and I want it.
Like when Nicole asks right before the bed starts, she goes, "What are we coming back with?" I'm like, "It's a song you like."
And I'm fine.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like when you play the beginning of Swallowed, just calm me down, No, I think it serves a purpose, because if I'm getting a little rowdy, if I'm getting a little out of control, you just put that song on and it just mellows me out.
That you're a child.
I'm not a child. I'm just easily distracted.
Just take out like the
Ooh, keys. Are we going for a ride?
Well, I'm glad I have those here. Welcome back to Chatty Wampus.
Wampus.
17th episode.
Live on More Like Radio.
For once.
We have a Facebook.
Yes.
You should like us on it.
Facebook.com/talkradiomeltdown. And speaking of Facebook, I'm going to pull this up right now, and I'm going to pull Nicole and actually try to plug something for once.
Ooh, let's see.
The second annual More Like Radio event. Yes.
Yes.
That's going to be really big, because that's going to be the first time any of us are actually meeting these crazy people that we do internet radio with.
That's going to be interesting, yeah.
It's happening August 9th at Just Jake's in Montclair, New Jersey. It's going to be from 1 to 4 p.m. So if you're in the area, somehow we're not in the area, but we're going to be, come hang.
Yeah, you get to meet us.
Give me to everyone from More Like Radio. Yeah. You can meet all these people. But yeah, we'll be there. I think Tarara is the only person who's not going.
What the fuck, Tarara?
He's a busy man. He's a working man.
Yeah. Huh? Well, I'm a working man too. Okay.
I am too. But look, I'm not gonna knock him for wanting to make money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
But the rest of us will be here. Me, Nicole, Kate, Red. Unfortunately.
I'm happy that you said it, because I didn't want to have to say it.
Is Mark going too? Mark, your mic is on. Are you going to this?
Probably going.
Yeah. Nice.
Oh, hi, Mark.
I was waiting for an opportunity to get Mark to say something on the mic so you can put that.
You were planning that the whole time.
Oh, hi, Mark.
We'll all be there. It's going to be a really good event. It's benefiting Otto Peterson from Otto and George. He was this great comedian that passed away recently. And he did some work for More Like Radio back when More Like Radio first launched. So this will be a benefit for him, but there's going to be it's going to be a fun event. So, August 9th, Just Jake's, Montclair, New Jersey, the second annual More Like Radio live event, starring the cast of Talk Radio Meltdown.
Woo!
Steal the show. Just walk in. We'll walk in, and all the focus
start
will be on
flipping
us.
Tables. Yeah. Fucking.
This will officially be the concert against Kate.
Concert against Kate?
Oh, you weren't there for that. That's right. The end of Talk Radio Meltdown, I devised this idea that we're going to hold a music festival. It's going to be called... We were throwing out names for it, and I came up with... I thought of the concert for Bangladesh, so I decided it would be called the concert against Kate.
Why against Kate?
She felt
Why not for Kate?
She felt so bad until I made it a point to start, like, thinking of bands to book that she and only she likes. So,
okay.
Silver Sun Pickups and Brand New and was it City in Color, Alt J, like just all these bands that only Kate would like.
Okay. Well, I like Silver Sun.
Kate's like a puppy, you know? Get really worked up over something and then throw a treat in front of her, and all of a sudden the mind just goes elsewhere.
Easily distracted.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck all this show prep I have.
Yeah, where's your show prep?
Let's just talk about dicks for a little while.
Okay, yeah. So dicks.
You ever see a big set of testicles?
In my dreams every night. Some big old bouncy balls. Sweaty. Just maybe a little bit of hair. Just,
oh. Well, you don't like them hairy?
Wonderful.
You don't like them hairy?
Not typically, no. If they're supposed to go in my mouth, then absolutely not.
Does this mean this motherfucker sitting next to me shaves?
I'm not telling you anything.
Mark,
maybe
you
I just don't put his balls in my mouth.
Mark's laughing.
What about that?
Mark's laughing. That means yes. And if you're not doing that, then
funny.
What kind of relationship do you guys have?
It's a relationship built on lies.
I've been calling this fool teabag since the day I met him. If that's not happening, then I've just been lying to both myself and you, sir. So
what? I was just talking about balls.
So was I. I appear we're on different ends of the
about
ball spectrum.
No one in specific.
Oh, I was talking about your boyfriend.
Well, I was just talking about balls in general. Jeez.
Poor Mark. Mark's like, why am I here?
Yeah, he's never going to come back again. Do you know how much ball sucking I had to do to get him to show up to this?
Western Echo. He's like, isolate that, Jack. 8:42 p.m. Let's just talk about dicks for a little while.
That's a good point. You should do that. Like, whenever you want to segue something, you know, you just do that. Boop. Let's talk about dicks for a while. Dick Radio Meltdown.
Phallic Wampus.
Oh no, that sounds violent.
Speaking of dicks, man, all these people working for Market Basket. You hear about this?
No.
Okay, so up in New England, we got this supermarket chain called Market Basket, okay?
People love it. Great prices.
Yeah, it's family-owned. The big thing about this is it's family-owned, and it's been family-owned. But recently, there's been this big debate between the owners, or over the ownership, because there's two cousins right now that are trying to battle for who runs the company.
One guy actually got ousted.
Yeah.
They just, like, kicked his ass out.
Arthur T. Demoulas.
Yeah.
He was the CEO of the company. The board of directors ousted him, told him he was done. They are now in control of the company. And basically, almost everyone that works for this company, all the store employees, the warehouse people, they're all striking.
Wow, really?
Yeah, they're striking. They don't they want Arthur T. Demoulas back as their CEO, and the board of directors has responded by saying that anyone who strikes is summarily dismissed from the company. And as a result, some pictures popped up on Boston.com today of a bunch of Market Baskets in the area. We've got one down the street.
We do, yeah.
I don't know what the story is with this one, but there are quite a few Market Baskets right now where you walk in there, and it looks like the hours leading up to a old-fashioned New England blizzard. Remember, we worked at Stop and Shop.
Yeah.
Remember when, like, going into Stop and Shop,
there's no bottled water or...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, like, ransacked.
Yeah, the shelves are just empty. Because no one is working at these stores. There's no one to stock any of these things.
Why the fuck do the board of directors think this is a good idea?
It's
greed is what it is. Because I did read an article way back when the CEO got kicked out. And apparently they kicked him out because he did this thing where he kind of slashed prices a little bit. So you get a bit of a discount here and there. From what I hear from all the people I know, people love Market Basket. Good quality at amazing prices. It drove customers in like crazy. Yeah. But the board of directors did not like the fact that they would not be making as much money as they were. 4% is not a big deal. That was like the discount. 4%. Just 4%. And that attracted so many customers. But I think that was the reason why the CEO got kicked out. And now these board of directors are like, oh, fuck all of our employees. how the fuck do you think this company is going to run? Like, what are you doing?
Can I just point out that it what's really confusing is that the CEO that was ousted is named Arthur T. Demoulas, and his cousin, who has been battling for ownership of the company, is Arthur S. Demoulas.
They're all related.
Yeah, but they all have the same name, though. I mean, this isn't good.
Because it was a family company, and it got passed down through the generations.
Yeah.
And so now, you know, you got 2-3 generations in, and you've got greed taking over. This is what happens to anything good. Yeah. People get greedy, and then they fuck it all up. And I bet you Market Basket's going to fucking go tits up. And something that was good, that was saving people money while giving them quality product, will be gone.
Yep.
Because of people needing that 4%. I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like any of it.
There are 2 or 3 Market Basket supermarkets in Massachusetts. There might be one in New Hampshire. I'm not sure. They built these things recently, like within the last year. And they never opened.
They never opened?
Yeah, we have these like freshly constructed plazas, like paved parking lots, fresh looking building. It's got the signage up and everything, but the buildings are empty because of this ownership dispute that's been going on.
Wow.
These newly built stores just haven't opened, so they're just taking up space, and they haven't done anything about them because they keep saying the stores are going to open, it's going to happen, we'll open them Monday, and they haven't yet.
That's a fucking waste of money and resources right there.
And it's been, these have been up for the better part of a year now. It's not just like they were built months ago and they're just sitting there. He's been there for over a year.
And what sucks is the fact that those buildings have been sitting. Imagine what happens to a building after it's been sitting. I mean, you need to consistently have maintenance happening in a building. Yeah. You need to be double checking stuff. This place is just stagnant for a year. 2 years, imagine what's getting in the building.
It's not good.
Rodents or whatever.
Yeah.
You're fucking the building.
Yep.
You don't want to fuck a building.
No. Have you ever tried fucking a building?
It wasn't good. It didn't end well, and I think I got hauled away in handcuffs.
Did you try using like the little spigots they have on the side of the building for the fire department?
I just used a corner.
Oh,
and just rubbed up against it.
Now, was it like a occupied building, or are we talking like a vacant building? Like,
it was occupied.
Look, I tried to fuck...
It was sexy.
I tried to fuck the remnants of a Caldor once.
How'd that work out for you?
I was trying... I had this thought in my head. I'm like, you know what? I missed those discount prices from Caldor. I would like to consummate with this building and maybe make some little baby Caldors.
Oh.
And, I got the clap.
You got the clap? What a dirty whore.
Yeah. But don't tell Caldor, though, because I'm cheating on Caldor with a abandoned Bradley's over in Foxborough.
Bradley's? What about Dots?
Dots, yeah.
No?
No, Dots is too juvenile for me.
Dots is too juvenile? When I think of Dots, I think of like 50-year-old women.
Yeah, it's statutory as well.
Old.
Yeah.
Statutory. Okay. All right. That's okay. All right. So that happened.
You know what, though? I do kind of take enjoyment in those abandoned buildings, though. I think those are
cool.
Why? I just think they look cool. Like, there's this creepy vibe to them, you know? Like, say, like, you're just driving down and you see, like, just like the shopping plaza is just completely just empty. It's just, it looks almost like a wasteland because there's no one there and there's just this lone building sitting there that's got, like, there's no signage. The windows might be boarded up, but it seriously looks like everything around it is still flowing in maintenance and everything, and then you got this one building that is just sitting there, falling apart, decrepit.
Yeah.
And it's weird because you gotta wonder why, because if it's sitting there for that long, it's because there's something that is turning people away from it, like people that would want to actually put a business in there, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
There's a... I mean, you can see us anywhere. Like, I'm trying to think of a good example. Like, there's a mall in Framingham, for example. It's not there anymore. It's now they knocked it down, put a Target there, but it took like 10 years for this to happen.
Oh wow!
Framingham used to have a mall there, and for probably about 4 or 5 years, there was one single store in that mall.
Really?
Yeah.
Why the fuck did they have a mall there when Natick is right next door?
This was before the whole, like, the Golden Triangle thing became a thing. And in Massachusetts, in Natick, the Natick Mall is considered the biggest mall in New England.
It's awesome.
It's absolutely fucking massive. I think it's actually probably now on lists of like the 10 biggest shopping malls in the country. Natick is there. But back in like the 80s and the 90s, the neighboring town of Framingham had its own shopping mall, and like one store went bankrupt. Like one of their anchor stores went bankrupt, cleared out, and the whole mall just fell apart. And just,
wow.
Because I remember I went there because the store that was still open, it was a department store. It was like a Filene's Basement or something like that.
Oh, God. I hadn't heard of that in... Oh.
This is what's weird, okay? You have a mall that has probably about 20 to 30 stores or spaces for stores in it, okay?
Yeah.
And they're literally all empty, okay? So you walk through there, it's a ghost town, but they leave like the mall entrance of the one operating store open so you can walk through the mall.
That's odd.
Yeah.
So nothing.
Yeah, my father and I did that, and I can only imagine what that place would look like if the lights were out. It would be creepy. It'd be straight out of a horror movie.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. There's actually, I believe, in Left 4 Dead 2, there's a entire level that takes place in an abandoned mall.
Think of all the places that something could hide or...
Yeah.
Whatever. Scare you.
I came up with the idea a few years ago that there was a supermarket up in Worcester that I wanted to inhabit and make it into the official Talk Radio Meltdown paintball ground.
Oh, God.
Never happened.
Really?
Fucking Savers came in and bought the place.
Ah. Although, just to go back on what you're talking about, how you like these old abandoned buildings and stuff like that, I kind of feel like I have a similar interest in weird buildings. I love old mill-style buildings.
Yeah.
Like, we have one nearby where they'll have a really old mill building that used to be used for, like, you know, actual shit. Like, there's a reason they're there, but we don't use them for those purposes anymore. You know, you'll make them into a studio, or you'll make them into apartments, or what have you. But I love those. And they're all around Worcester.
Me
and
too.
Those are my favorites because half the windows are gone and it just looks so scummy. And I love it.
Yeah. In Providence, scum city of the world, there's...
Where was I? Where's the Met?
That's
Pawtucket.
That's in Pawtucket, which is...
That place.
That's Mill City down there.
I came 80 times from that building.
My old band, we had rehearsal space in an old mill in Pawtucket, right down the street from the Met. And
Pawtucket is for textiles.
It was a renovated mill, obviously, but it was still surrounded by dilapidated buildings. In Providence, too, next to the massive Providence Place Mall that they have there, there's... a set of mill buildings right off the highway. Half of them are still in falling apart mode, and the other half have been turned into renovated apartment buildings.
Yeah, people love doing that, turning them into apartments.
And they look amazing inside.
They do, but I've heard that those buildings can actually catch fire really easily.
Really?
Yeah, I've heard that, but I don't know if that's actually, you know, true or anything
just
like that.
Material...
Maybe, whatever. But I mean, if you renovate the whole inside of it, I mean, they're brick buildings. I've never heard of brick catching on fire.
What if, like, the innards, though, you know, like the... Whatever.
Well, then you didn't renovate it good enough, you know?
How much asbestos do you think is in there, you know? Or lead paint?
Oof. Yeah, you'd have to go through and clean all that up, and I bet there would be a lot of it.
I'm sure these maintenance people don't want to gut an entire building to get the lead paint and the asbestos out, so... You know, hey,
yeah,
put,
but if you
put
don't,
people at risk.
Yeah, exactly. If you don't and you put people at risk, you are fucking screwing yourself.
Didn't we have to sign something when we were signing our lease? It was like some big document about the possibility of lead paint being in the walls.
No, we I remember it was something, but I don't think there was the possibility of it. I think it was the fact that they had taken care of the building, so there wasn't that.
I just recall lead paint being a...
Something
being a
that fact. We signed, yeah. We read it, but I don't remember any
of
it. Yeah,
you read it. Here, sign
we
it.
We sat there and read it together.
I might have skimmed it.
You skimmed it? Oh, you would skim it. God damn it.
That's how much I care. Western Echo in our chat room, morelikeradio.com/live, says, side note, you have not seen shopping malls until you've seen them in Asia. Any of the top five malls in Manila is the size of a small city.
imagine the workout just to like get like a pair of pants or something. You know, you gotta walk this way, that way, just to fucking get a pair of pants.
Well, they got the Mall of America in Wisconsin, I think.
Or it's in Wisconsin?
Somewhere in like the northern Midwest.
Somewhere I would never go.
Yeah, but it's a huge fucking mall. It's so big that they've got an amusement park in there.
Yeah, they've got like a roller coaster or something.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Although I do get, because I'm afraid of heights.
Me too.
So even in the Providence Place Mall, I get scared in that area where there's all the escalators.
Me
because
too.
It's like
oh
five floors of shit and it's all open with escalators, people packing themselves on.
I get so tense. I get so tense going up those escalators.
So I go into like Macy's and then I go up one.
Yeah, yeah, I do too.
Because I don't need to deal with that shit.
Well, at least you know at Macy's, you know, if you fall, you're not going to just keep going.
It's one floor, exactly. Well, because
the way that mall's set up, they've got all inside the actual mall part where the escalators are, there's an extra three floors for the parking.
Yeah.
So you get all the parking levels. And, of course, my mother, who I'm pretty sure only bore a child solely to warp his juvenile mind, when this mall opened like 15 years ago, she was there one day, and some dude on like the top floor of the mall at where those escalators are
just
decided, fuck it, I'm done with life.
No.
And he jumped over the...
No!
Over, yeah.
You saw that?
She did. I didn't see
it.
Oh. Oh, God.
I'm sorry. I just was like, what
Dude,
the
it
fuck?
Fucked me up. It fucked me up enough hearing this story. And apparently, like, they never cleaned, like, the scuff marks from his feet off the walls for the longest time, so you could still see him there visible.
Oh, my
so,
God.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I was developing a small fear of heights as a child, and then I hear this story, and I'm like, oh, well, there you go. That was the icing on the cake. There you go.
Ugh.
Yeah. So that's why when
That's why when
I go to this place now, I make it a point to go in the retail stores and use their escalators.
Yep. I don't care if it takes me a minute or two longer. I feel better about myself when I do that.
Because fuck it, I've got such a big vagina.
It's a gaping gash of just pus. And regret.
And oh, that's
bad
yours.
Memories.
That's
Excuse
yours.
Me?
Yes, that
my
is
vagina
yours.
Regrets nothing. Never mind. This is the end.
And when it's over. Shaddy Wampus.
The end.
That was a good note to end on.
It was. I'm proud of you for making that call.
Yeah.
Eh.
Yeah, I like making calls.
You do. That's why you're driving tonight.
I like making calls about the dicks.
And the vaginas.
Yeah. All right, what fine programming follows us here on More Like Radio? I
Orange
believe
Room?
It is the Orange Room.
Oh, I'm so good.
Yeah.
I'm so good.
I'm not going to lie. It's been so long since we did a live show that I completely forgot what comes on after. But it is the Orange Room, 9 to 11 Eastern, p.m. Eastern.
You can listen to us do Talk Radio Meltdown. That shit happens 4 to 6. On Fridays,
yes.
P.M., obviously, Chatty Wumpus will either be live or recorded, and we'll always play 8 to 9 p.m. on Saturdays. We got a Facebook. We got a Skype. You can talk to us, interact with us.
Are we doing the show live next week? Can I ask right now, are we doing it live
when next is
week?
Next week?
Yeah. 26th.
Yeah, I'll be around.
Yeah, I should be around too.
All right. Yeah. So we're going to be live next week. So Woo-hoo! Fucking come hang out in our chat room. Come chat with us. Bitch about my phone.
Maybe I should see if our Skype number expired so I can reactivate that. Oh, you know what it was? It was I got a new credit card and anything I have like with auto payments.
Oh, yeah. You got to update all that stuff. It's,
like, I don't know what I have for auto payments. So everything has just been getting systematically declined. And I'm like, oh, that one. This
yep.
one, yeah, like I had a bunch of things get renter's insurance policy was nearly canceled.
Ooh.
But that was the reminder. Yep, gotta update the old credit card information.
Yeah, gotta do it.
Yep, but like I said, I don't keep track of in this day and age now. You don't need to keep track of that shit. And unfortunately, I've assimilated to American culture, so I don't keep track of that shit. So when they tell me, "Hey, we tried to take money from you and it didn't work," got to update my credit card information. Well, I'm a piece of shit. All right, 9 o'clock.
All righty.
Time for the Orange Room. We'll see you on Thursday or Friday or Saturday, whatever day.
All right.
With the various shows we do.
And the Jell-O pudding.
Yeah, bye.